everybody raves about his speed. What do you see when you see David?
I definitely see his speed. I see his explosiveness. I see just a unique ability to change gears and change directions at a drop of a dime. And he's going to be exciting to watch. I'm excited when we get the pads on and go full go in this preseason game. I'm excited to see him play.
He had a nice compliment to what you already have, kind of, you know, the stable of running backs that you guys have?
Definitely. He's a great compliment. I think he's going to improve our stable. I think he's going to come in and make an immediate impact.
You made a catch early in practice yesterday, and, you know, you've heard those chants from, you know, 80,000 people, but just to hear it again in a new season, is it fun?
It's refreshing. It's refreshing. You know, initially when I caught, I didn't think, you know, people were going to do it in training camp, but it came out, and it was, you know, it's always a good feeling just to know that the fans love you, and you know, you have your signature chant, things like that. So it was cool to hear, but, you know, I just want to keep it going, keep making plays, and keep giving the fans reasons to chant my name, I guess.
There's no dancing
allowed. No. My teammates and coaches are not having that, not in training camp.
What were your thoughts on day one? The energy, enthusiasm, what were your thoughts of how it went?
I feel like it went well. I feel like everybody was geared up, ready to go. I feel like everybody was excited to begin the year and begin the practices. And I feel like, you know, as a receiving corps, went really well. We made a lot of plays. And as a team in general, we just felt like everybody was out there just ready to go. So it was a good feeling, and I think it was a good start to training camp.
One more question, Doc.
It seems on day one, the play like you made the first catch, your feet go out from under you, you're down on the ground. I mean, it'd be easy to blow it off and say, well, I'm not catching that one. Why?
I guess it just, you know, goes back to just my way of thinking and my way of playing, to catch everything. And you know, I'm never down and I'm out. I always want to be able to catch the football no matter what happens throughout the route. I want to be able to, you know, get my hands on it and make the play. So on that instance, I was able to, you know, get enough balance back to kind of put my hands on the ball and make the play. And you know, that's what I just want to continue to do, is just keep playing football and keep fighting to the very end and just keep making plays.
Thanks, Victor.
All right, thank you.